Gary, it's probably a defeat that leaves a bit of a sour taste in your mouth, and we're, at the end of the day, we're left talking about the man in the middle. Just what were your views of the game today?
You don't like blaming games on referees, but he's the poorest we've had here all season. I mean, second half, we absolutely battered them, and you know, he made some horrendous decisions. I don't think we got one all day, but just on clear-cut chances second half as well. You know, for them to come away and beat us today, it's disappointing, because we were by far the better side second half.
Two contentious talking points. Firstly, their goal. I know it ended up Andy Teague diverting the header past us, but a free kick which it led from. What did you make of that?
It's not a free kick in the first place. The lads dived and the referee's gone for it again. So, I mean, every decision he's made today, when they've shouted, he'd give it. And obviously, resulting from the free kick, they scored the added goal. But I can't be disappointed with my lads today. They give us everything yet again. I've just said something there. Sometimes you don't get what you deserve, and we didn't today.
Minutes after that, Adam Roscoe seemed to go down in a heap after looked at a bit of an elbow to his head. Again, that looked a stonewall penalty. Do you agree with that?
Again, I think Adam's not a soft lad. When you go, you see his arm come up and elbow in the side of his head. It's in the box. It's got to be a penalty. You know, there were so many decisions today. You know, it's disappointing when a referee spoils a game like that. Not just for that, just for the fans. I mean, 1,000 fans on here again today, and the man in the middle's got to be the one who gets all the attention yet again.
First half was a bit. Bit to miss, really. Didn't have a lot in it. What did you make of your opening goal? Was it somewhat against the run of play?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the pitch was again awful again today, so a lot of obviously longer ball, you can't play on this surface, and that's a game that they really wanted it today. But great finish from Dino, great move from Josh. But I'm not disappointed my lads today. You know, luckily all the other teams at the top have been beat, so it doesn't change anything. But I've just said something there. You know, look forward to Tuesday and Saturday again now, because you know, we didn't deserve that.
Do you think the aerial battle played a big part in their style of play today? I mean, you've dominated teams in the air recently, and they've somewhat stood up against you.
They stood up against us, yeah, but we had enough chances second half to get two or three goals. You know, Teague is at the end where he heads it over. But, you know, whether it's a, you know, Aaron Burns, he's a goal scorer, he's got to go for the challenge where he books Burns in. You know, it goes out to Dino. Dino puts it in. I don't know if it's a free kick or not. You know, we had a lot of chances second half. Just a shame that one didn't drop in for us.
It's not something we spoke about, the lack of quality in the final third recently. Scored quite a lot of goals. Is it something that's ultimately cost you today?
I think so, yeah. I think finishing probably has cost us today. But, you know, this surface, you know, you're watching the stand and it probably looks all right. And I know it's the same for both sides, but, you know, on a good pitch today, playing against a team like Gloucester who play that type of way, it's a leveller for both teams. And, you know, come summer, we've got to make sure that we get this pitch right, and it plays to our advantage, really.
Is that something you're going to make a bit of a request to the board then in the summer, that the pitch is ripped up and relayed so you can play the style of play that you want?
I think Ken and Graham know that anyway. You know, it's sometimes it can suit us. We're a big, powerful side, doesn't? But I just think at home, when you're playing against teams that come here and play the way they've played today, you know, it's a time when we could have got the ball down and moved it around and moved them about. And I'd say it's a level to death both teams.
It's the fourth game on the bounce now that you've not changed your side. We're going to Tuesday now against Hulk Road Boys in Lancashire Cup. Are you going to maybe rest a few tired legs at all?
We'll see. I mean, when you're winning games and playing well, you know, lads want to play every single game. And I've just said to them in there now, you know, we've had some good results lately, and the lads that have played, make sure to keep the shirts, really, because, you know, we've been good as late. You know, we're having a good season. When our game's in hand and we're right in it, it's a shame we've only got 3 points today with all the other teams around us losing.
Do you feel the loss was a missed opportunity today to gain some ground on the teams above you?
Well, it is, definitely. But the main thing is we've got a lot of games in hand. We're in a great position. You know, the squad's strong. And the lads are full of confidence. You know, on another day we win that game 3 or 4-1. But that's how it goes, and we get back to Tuesday night.
Back on the road on Saturday in the league against Harrogate. They had a good win against AFC Fylde today. Is it some, again, capitalise on your away form as well and build on it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, two good away results now. Harrogate have started slow, but getting points now. But, you know, we go there in good heart again. No one will fancy playing against us. You know, I've got a good side here. I've got lads that want to work hard and want a bit of success. So, you know, they know where we want to be at the end of the season.
Couple of injury updates. Paul Jarvis and Adam Dodd were taking part in getting a strenuous session with Jamie Vermiglio. Can you give a little update on them?
Jarvis should be fit for Tuesday, I think. Adam Dodd, looking fit. He's been out for a long time, but he's kept himself in great shape. Hoping after his scan result that we'll have him back very, very soon. Cheers, lads.
Nice.